From TechEU, 11 Labs expands Series D to $550 M+, DeepL to axe 250 staff, and key trends and investments in April. This week, we tracked more than 65 tech funding deals worth over €1.4 billion and over 5 exits, M&A transactions, rumors, and related news stories across Europe. This week, we tracked more than 65 tech funding deals worth over €1.4 billion and over 5 exits, M&A transactions, rumors, and related news stories across Europe. Notable and big funding rounds: United Kingdom 11 Labs adds BlackRock, Nvidia, and Jamie Foxx to $550 M+ Series D. Netherlands Quantware secures €152 million for large-scale quantum systems. United Kingdom quantum outfit Quantum Motion run on silicon chips raises $160 million. Noteworthy acquisitions and mergers: Netherlands Quantum Machines acquires Kew Harbor and opens Delft office to deepen European quantum footprint. Denmark Get Around Europe and Go More merge to create Europe's largest peer-to-peer car-sharing network. Netherlands Netradyne acquires Move Connected Mobility to scale AI-powered fleet intelligence across Europe. Interes Ting moves from investors. Renaissance Philanthropy reshapes science funding with a new model for innovation. British Business Bank commits £1 million to tackling gender funding gap. In other important news: European Union, Europe's first drone procurement hub, targets faster defense deployment. European Union, European Tech.eu Pulse. Key trends and investment in April. Free report: Germany, German AI translation startup DeepL to axe 250 staff. Poland, Elastics secures $2 million pre-seed to build AI agents for prediction markets. Germany, Mobility Signage secures €1.8 million to unify public transport IT. Belgium, Morris and Nora raises €1 million to address rising care demand. Germany, Enviotech raises €1 million pre-seed for smart street lighting. Sweden, Detect lands €395,000 to grow global motorcycle platform. We also released our monthly report for April. Paid subscriber and free versions. If email is more your thing, you can always subscribe to our newsletter and receive a more robust version of this roundup delivered to your inbox. Either way, let's get you up to speed.